Hello, it's the 28th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton man who denied his role in a violent incident has been sentenced to a 9-year jail term for grievous bodily harm. In June of 2022, 35-year-old Rashi Kasiram and his neighbour had a verbal disagreement. A few days later, Kasiram, carrying a wooden pole, approached the same man as he attempted to enter his flat. The resulting attack left the victim with several facial bone fractures and minor injuries to his back. The investigation also showed that Mr. Kasiram had punched another nearby resident in the face the day before. Bedfordshire Police Detective Sergeant Bill Hay said, "Violent individuals like Kasiram have no place on the streets of Bedfordshire. We are pleased that we have been able to secure a significant prison sentence." A new CCTV image has been issued on the Bedfordshire Police website of a man wanted in connection with several sexual offences committed on Foster Hill Road in Bedford. Police are appealing for information regarding his identity. A scathing letter from Flitwick Town Council has urged that MP Nadine Dorris to step down. The council accused her of being overly distracted with her new book, her talk TV show and her peerage issues, and is therefore unable to provide effective representation for Mid-Bedfordshire. Councillors in the correspondence also pointed out that she no longer retains a constituency office and has not spoken in the Commons for over a year. The message concludes by asking the former Culture Secretary to allow a by-election to take place. Bedford Borough Council is offering a maximum £250 grant to organisations willing to be part of a Cool Spaces scheme across Bedford. The network would provide a space for area residents to stay cool during hot weather spells while providing good company at the same time. That's all for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.